Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? What the hell?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I was trying to get the past podcast with Michonne Williams.
She's on.
She's on?
Hello, Michonne.
Hold on. Is she on?
I'm watching her number. I just had trouble connecting. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
I can't hear anybody.
You sure?
Nobody's talking.
Hello? Hold on.
Hello?
Talk to Michonne. We don't hear Michonne.
Hello?
Ask if he wants me to do the show.
Hello?
I'm
not on air or nothing, am I?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm trying to talk to Michonne. Am I supposed to start talking?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know if you...
Okay, my concern is, does anybody on this line know anything about the new... monies that they're going to do for the people on unemployment? Have they passed the bill yet?
Well, the last thing I heard it's still on the floor. The bill is still on the floor.
Oh, it's still on the floor?
Yeah, that's what I heard yesterday.
No, I was talking to some people at work today. Listen, remember, I'm the only black woman on my job, and they were so upset because they said that the people on unemployment shouldn't get any more stimulus. They need to go back to work. And I said, you don't complain about the big business. They get more welfare than anybody in the country, including the Congress. And I think they should get it because people don't understand that stimulus, when you get that money and you are on unemployment, you have to pay out of your own pocket for your health care and all the taxes, just like being on a job. So they really aren't getting all that money that we hear about, like the $600. They still have to pay taxes on it. And I think it's unfair.
When you get anything, you have to pay taxes on it.
Well, I talked to some people that were drawing unemployment, and they said they had to pay their own taxes on it, out that money, and she told them, take that money. She went and had them to figure out how much money that she owed so she wouldn't have to pay it back at the end of the year.
And I don't think you have to pay it back at the end of the year, but you still have to pay taxes on it.
Right. You have to pay taxes on it. Just they're giving it to them, but it's just like a wage. It's not totally free. And she just asked them to take it out right then. She wouldn't pay whatever it was, the tax money.
I'm trying to see if I can get Michonne back on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, she's back.
There she is.
Hi, Mashawn. Welcome to your
Hello.
Show.
What?
I say welcome to your show. I was worried that you were not going to be on. And I was going to ask
if he wanted to
carry on the show for you.
Well, I had problems connecting the show. They wouldn't let me connect. I've been trying to connect for like 20 minutes. I had to shut everything down and bring it back on. It was just a little technical problem.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michonne.
Okay. Well, this evening I was having a town hall meeting, and we'll be discussing different topics, and people can call in at 516-531-9540 and press 1 and tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you have a couple of people that are tuned in. You have this one that is 5073, another one 6740, another one 99.
So are they gone?
16.
No, I'm still here.
Everybody can join in and express their opinion.
Well, my opinion. Am I on?
Yes,
you're on.
Okay. My opinion is about the children going back to school. I think they're making a mistake. I think that the younger children, especially in elementary, aren't old enough or mature enough to remain safe. And I think they should change and have remote school 5 days a week. I know where I live, they're going to go, I think, 2 days or maybe three, and the rest of the time, and it's only a half day, they say. And they're going to be responsible to keep themselves safe. And children, at least even at 8 and 9 years old, I don't think are capable to maintain a sanitary distance from other kids, especially since they haven't seen them in about, what, almost 6 months? And they said, oh, yeah. And I think they're doing a lot because they want the economy back up instead of saving people's lives and keeping them at home.
Uh-huh. I agree.
So I think the parents need to step in. They march for a lot of things. They should be marching for the right to keep their kids safe and not let politicians tell
uh-huh.
them what to do.
Uh-huh. They got a choice. They can homeschool them. They don't have to listen to the politicians.
That is
true. They have all around America. All you got to do is make your choice to enroll yours in homeschool.
I agree. You don't have to let your kids go back to school. You could.
I don't know if the president was saying that he was going to make a bill or something, but he said over the news I heard one day this week.
Well, what
that
I
he
can tell y'all is homeschooling is still in the city schooling wherever you at, even online.
He said he was going to give out monies for parents to choose whether they want their kids to go to a private school or use the money however they felt like they needed to. And I assume that maybe he could pay, you could use that same money to go online because they have different kind of academies that are taking applications for children that don't want to be in the public schools. But you have to pay to go.
Well, most of those schools are in areas.
Yeah, but you do it online, and they send you curriculums to your home, and I guess they do it just like the teachers were doing it while the students were out of school now. But anything's better than going to the classrooms. And I know they're mandating that all teachers in Marion, Illinois, they're going to have to be at the schools 5 days weekly, just like they normal, whether they have students or not.
Right. And I talked to a teacher that's in Carterville that lives here in Marion today, and she said over there, she teaches junior high, and they have to come to school for 25 minutes, and then they're going to let them go Monday through Friday, and then they're going to do work at home. And it's all about them being at the school where they can get the funding.
And I think that's probably what Marion is doing, because they have to be there 5 days. I know Cardsville school system, they're going to be there 2 days, and three, they're out. And a lot of parents are upset because now they have to go back to work. And if their children at home, that's going to cause a problem. But they have to go back to work. And even the teachers are concerned. Because it's affecting everybody.
And one of the teachers I talked to today told me that she thinks that once they go back, they're not going to be there long. They're going to have to shut it down.
I think, I'm not sure, but the closer we get to the November election, I think we're going to find out the real true story. Okay, I think somebody's going out for dinner. They're going to have to get it off the telephone.
Tell them about it, Jackie. Tell them about it.
Yeah, I hear every click. If you got something to say, say it. Let's not let us eat with you while somebody else is talking.
I want to ask you a question to yell at your Aunt Jackie. What do you feel about the schools in Chicago?
Pardon?
About the kids there going back to school?
How do I feel about the kids in Chicago going back to school?
No, I was talking to your niece.
Oh.
I feel that they should be able to go. We got homeschooling here. So, you know, you should have your choice if you want your kids in the environment to go to school or do it on a computer.
Who is that on this phone?
Okay.
I think they should have a choice.
Okay, what about the kids and their safety if they did have to go back to school? You know, with all the gang violence and the shootings and things like that.
I agree. Because they're not going to have so much monitoring. They're already trying to get the police out to school, so they need monitoring. They need all this. I think they should keep it the way they got it right now, doing it on the computer, picking up your curriculum, and doing things like that. I think that makes more sense.
I do, too.
I think it makes more sense, but I think that the teachers are going to go against that because they, in the first place, don't like grading homework.
Well,
they don't have to grade the homework. They don't have to be in the school.
Everything is beeping.
Okay, is there anybody else that want to make a comment or have something to say about any subject?
What are they talking about?
Kids going back to school.
Is this an open forum?
I don't like
it's open.
Topic.
It's open, Mike.
Can I see? Somebody's being so rude. Hello?
Okay, what was the comment? Okay, somebody was trying to say something.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I got on here. I don't know.
Your cousin.
I'm a teacher in the state of Maryland. And we're not going back to school. We're starting the whole first semester is starting off virtual. And we're not, as of right now, we're not going back to the school building until January 29th.
Okay.
And the government will reassess in November to what to do after January 29th, but everything's virtual until then.
So will you have to teach your regular hours?
We still have not got guidance as far as how anything is going to go. Last year we had, in March, we had some things provided for us as far as curriculum, but this year we have no clue what's going on yet. We don't have any information besides we're not going back to school. But when we do go back to school, it's a whole nother issue if certain kids go back to school and do or don't go back to school. Like, I have a child. If I have to go back to work and my kid's at home, then what do I do with my kid?
Right.
Like, a lot of teachers are in a bad situation because a lot of teachers do have kids that go to school, and childcare is too expensive. I mean, it's not worth it to go in the classroom for everybody and teach if you got to pay for childcare for a school-age child, maybe that you didn't plan on having to pay for childcare. And, again, there's not enough childcare around to take in all these children if that were a possibility for everybody to pay. So none of the systems that they're working out is working, but parents staying at home is not working because who can just stay at home? Most people in a household work. If there's two people in a household, usually both of those people work. It's hard for one person to maintain the household by themselves off one income. So this is just a whole mess, in my opinion.
May I offer a suggestion to you, young lady?
Suggest, please.
That's for grandparents come in to play.
Right.
Grandparents are working themselves.
You can always leave your child with the grandparent that's not working at the time.
That's true.
Yes, that's true, but these days a lot of grandparents are still working. Some people have support, other people don't. And so, yeah, that's true, but it's just not true for, like, a lot of people. Like, I have some kind of support system, but I also know people that don't. Some people, their kids strictly go to daycare. Their kids are strictly being watched by someone that they pay. They don't have people that take care of the kids. I know people that have parents, grandparents, that do not watch their kids and say, if you bring me your kid goes home. They don't stay overnight. I mean, it's just a whole big old problem when the whole system has been changed. I'm in my 30s, and this has never happened. And, I mean, that's not that old, but nobody planned for this. And it's all about, at the end of the day, everybody needs money to survive. Like, money makes the world go around. Like, not love and caring, feeling sorry for everybody. Everybody needs money.
And that is true.
True. You know,
I like
think
the way
that
you're speaking.
With everything that has happened thus far, people should have been looking beyond the day into the future, because the handwritings have already been on the wall.
Nobody's prepared for it, though.
Yeah, but they should be preparing now. They've had quite a bit of time to think that when you have a, what you call it, have like corona, something that nobody knows anything about, and it seems to be the best way to contain it is to stay at home, confine yourself. And sometimes you're going to have to start trusting other people. It's like carpooling. Neighbor have a day off. They can watch a few kids safely. People are going to have to learn how to trust and love each other. And I think it has a lot to do with what's going on. We don't love in our families. And I think now you're going to have to love your family. You're going to have to connect with each other. You're going to have to learn how to put the animosity to each other aside for the betterment of your families. And I think God is trying to tell us something. And I think everybody better listen. Because those of you that don't believe in God, I'm going to let that go. That's your business. I believe. And he's sending too many signs to us. You can call him whatever you want to call him, but the signs are out there that everybody needs to get their house in order. And, you know, we're getting tested day by day. When have you ever heard of, not even in history, that everything shut down? We've been in a, they've had depressions before, but nothing globally has ever shut down. Like, it's almost like the world is standing still and nobody knows what to do. That's because he's given a message to those that think they're in charge that they don't know more any more than a first grader. And
right.
I'm listening and I'm paying attention and I'm getting my house in order.
Well, to be,
so does anybody have any more comments?
I do. Sorry. To piggyback off what you said about people working together and watching each other's kids, I think, you know, that would be great if people did that in the first place. We probably wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now. That would save a lot of people a lot of money. Child care, that's one of the most expensive things that people with children spend their money on is child care. It's a really big expense. People pay hundreds, thousands of dollars on child care. So I do think as a family, as a community, if people work together in a positive way, so everybody that's working together can be better in their lives and not just, hey, you do this for me, but I'm not going to do nothing for you. I see a lot of that happening. So one person in the group is looking to benefit so it doesn't work out because everybody's not looking out for each other. It's not an equal thing. So I think if everybody in a community or family is looking out for each other, if you have a plan that everybody can be successful, not let me drop my kids off with you so I can go to work, but when you need something or you need a sitter, oh, I'm not going to answer my phone or I'm going to make up some type of excuse where I can't go out the way for you. I mean, that's a good point. But, I mean, you got to find people that's going to work with you and be fair and work together because a lot of people are just looking out for themselves is the problem.
Well, thank you, and I agree.
Okay.
Any more comments?
Well, we can go on to something else.
Hello?
Definitely.
Okay.
You have anything you like to throw out at us at this time?
Actually, I do. There is, I don't know if you know who this is, but his name is Sean King. And he made a comment. He's an activist. And he said the statues of Jesus Christ, our former white supremacy, should be torn down. So my question is, would white people accept the religion from a black man? What's your comment?
I don't. Well, I'll say I heard one preacher on TV, I was watching one Sunday, said
no,
that white people should wake up, and he was white, and realize they should know that Jesus Christ was not white. And I can tell them that if they read the Bible, any time Jesus went to Egypt and hid, when they were looking for him, he couldn't have been white. Because those were dark-skinned people. And some already know. And that's how it got turned around in the first place.
Okay, I agree that I think most of them know. But
they know.
But the thing of it is, would they accept a religion from a black man, though? That's the question.
No.
No,
okay.
I don't think they would, for the simple fact it will take the power away from them.
Urban Outlook, get a word in.
Yes, it would.
Well, okay, is there any more comments?
Control. That's their problem. That's why they do not like you to get along. They don't like you being unified. When you're unified, you get along. But in order to control any population, you've got to keep them at each other's throats, and you can control them. But once they become unified, that's why they don't like, they want to get rid of unions and anything else where people agree on anything. But no, they will die fighting black people before they'll let black people believe that Jesus Christ was a black man. But I tell them every day he is.
Is there any other comment?
Yes.
Okay, Urban Outlook, go ahead.
Yes, while we're in this predicament, I'm saying is we need to change the subject up in this pandemic of COVID. How's we doing?
Okay.
How's the African Americans doing with our savings? Because you know we have to change things up now. Because some people losing jobs, some people getting their hours cut. Are we prepared to save for the future? Are we prepared to, put a savings plan to cut back on bills? So anybody there, what are your goals for this next year? Because it's going to go into 2021, to the summer. So this is going to go on for a while, for us cutting hours, bills, and they may just shut down again. I was listening to the news today. They said they may just shut down again, go back to phase one. So that's mean a lot of people are out of work again. So is anybody saving? Anybody cutting down on your budget? Because I think that's what we have to start looking at.
May I suggest if you're saving money, it better not be in the bank, because they control the bank. They can stop your money anytime they want to. My mom always taught us to be prepared for a rainy day. That means you store up water, you get your canned goods, and you know those electric
can openers, they obsolete when things are going bad. You better get you some of that
manual
equipment.
Manual, yes.
And get you some coal lamps. Stuff that will help you when they cut your lights off. If the people that I call them, the little house on the prairie folks, they survived.
True.
And we know a whole lot more than they did at this right now. I think we can survive. It all depends on when we get through thinking we got to have every gadget and be like Mr. Smith. Instead of being ourselves and survive. My dad and mom had 11 children. And that was during the Depression. And when people were hungry, they sent them to my mom and dad's house because we always had food. We need to go back to being our own vegetable person. You can raise vegetables. As soon as I find me a canning class on TV, I'm going to take it because you can store if you know how to survive.
Excuse me, can I jump in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, but this particular time, I know back in them days it was like that, but the new generation is everything fast, everything about me. People not worried about making their own tomatoes and all this stuff. Everybody just, it's just not going to go back to that way. We got too inconvenienced with all this quick, fast stuff. It's never going back to where it used to be.
Yes, it will.
It's going to have to.
Exactly.
It might have to.
Because
it's going
to be the rich against the poor. And the poor man, in order to survive, we know how to survive better than the rich man.
Thank you.
Because
no,
we have
that's
to be
true.
Survivors. That's why we are still
yes.
here.
Well,
you can survive. Even
I know black people can survive anything because
yeah,
they have
the white people that need to be prepared for what's coming.
They're going to do what they do. Commit suicide. You know. They're going to kill themselves. Hey, same thing. What I'm saying, survive, I mean, for the future. The new generation ain't going to be able to do it. No, because they're going to be high. They're not even going to know what's going on. Right.
So they won't be affected by it. They probably don't think they're hallucinating.
Well, people should have an emergency fund for whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't think you should put it in a bank.
Because
when money
agree.
Gets funny, the banks get funny.
I'm in Chicago, and they don't have any telemarketers or nobody else anymore. You can't even call in and get your money. You can't go to a cash station to get your money. You can't do any of that.
You let Regions try that down here in Marion, Illinois.
You can't do that.
It's going to be me and
they run out
my
of money.
Money
at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, isn't that because of the protesting and rioting and they tore up everything?
And the loot, yes. Yes, that's how easy they was closed down. But that's your money.
Right.
So you know you can't get it.
Your money is supposed to be guaranteed.
Well, you have to go to online banking.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying we just need to be prepared financially. Because this crisis is going to last and linger a little longer. So, you know what I mean? And, you know, what are you going to do to offset your other job? I mean, you find another job, you know what I'm saying, just to keep some finances coming in. Sometimes you may not do the job you want to do, but at least a little money coming in is better than no money coming in.
I agree.
Got to do something. So I'm just saying, you know, while we talking tonight, it's just save more, spend less.
Yeah, very good advice.
I still say save your money at home. You have it in your hand. The banks can take your money anytime they want to, and they will give you a reason why they took it. And plus, they're getting ready to do a new currency around here, and it's going to be obsolete anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
I would just like to say,
they keep on saying they're running out of change.
Yeah, that's the thing with him. Yeah, where'd you go? They ain't got no change. You got to have, matter of fact, some stores told me that they ain't taking no cash. Did you use your card or not?
Well, I went to Kroger today.
Debit card or credit card. If you ain't got, you got cash money, they don't want it.
Yeah, Kroger's told me today. They owed me, my bill was $8.36. I gave them a 20. We'll put your 36 cent on a card. I say, no, you won't, because your balance, your change on a card. I say, no, you won't, because I got 36 cents. You giving me all my money back. And they do.
Okay.
I say, oh, why are you doing this? We're running out of coins. I say, I got enough coins that I can stock you for today. Or maybe even tomorrow. You want me to bring it in? Oh, that's not necessary. They don't want you to bring in no coins either.
They're trying to make money obsolete. They want to use a card where they can track it.
Yeah,
there's really no coin shortage at the end of the day, I don't believe.
I don't either.
Everybody's using debit cards.
They probably
we're running out of coins when most people don't even carry cash. People
do
carry
cash.
The
person that prints coins don't run out of coins. That's all they have to do is print it. They make the coins anyway. They can put as many coins out in circulation as they want to. They're up
But they're
to
not
something.
Trying
to. I said they're up
they're
to
not
something.
Trying to.
No.
They putting everything on cards, and when that crashed, you ain't got no money.
Mm-mm. I got my money. I'm keeping coins, but that dollar ain't going to be worth nothing.
Okay.
I do agree.
When I break a dollar, the change goes in a jar, and I've been doing that for the last year. And I go break dollars just to get change. Like the young gentleman said, we need to start preparing. As I told him at work, the guy got mad at me because I said, something happened. I said, my mom told us always be prepared for the worst. That's not sound thinking. That's not sound thinking. I said, yes, it is, because when the worst comes,
we're
already prepared. It don't bother us.
Yeah.
It's bothering the person that's not prepared.
Yeah, that's in the Bible. God said they're prepared.
I'm telling, and all these, you know, you say the young people are living a fast life. There's old people in every young person's family. And the old people are going to have to stand up and be counted.
Yes.
And pull these young people in and tell them, hey, you're headed for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be left out there by yourself. And I tell them, just like I see them walking around with no mask on. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I say, you're good to die. That's all you good for, with no mask on when you around all these people out here and you don't know what you're fighting. Anything can keep you safe. I will go for it. Hey, it's not going to kill you. The mask is not going to kill you, but it could save your life.
That's true.
Oh. 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 We have to put thanks to the listeners.
not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials.